During our sabbatical, one day God spoke to Ina and myself about courage. He reminded us that it was already a message during Intercon. Luis emphasized it in his summary statement. He said, "Be ready and ask for courage. This is supernatural. You cannot learn it in a workshop. You have to take it from the Lord." So God reminded us very well-known verse in Joshua 1, where he spoke to Joshua and said, "Be strong and courageous." So we found out that these two Hebrew words have a very big overlap in the meaning, and both express in some way, be strong, do not let anything deform you, withstand against negative influence, stick through challenges, hold on, be courageous, be hopeful that your ministry will work out, move forward. So interestingly, the combination of these two very similar words is used in several places in the life of Joshua. God asks Moses to speak to Joshua about it. Joshua hears from God directly several times. And later, Joshua uses the same words to speak to the leaders of Israel, and they even answer with the same words. So courage must have been an important issue in the handover of leadership from Moses to Joshua. But what is the foundation for being strong and courageous? It is not because of a good training, of powerful support, or of easy circumstances. But it is in God Himself who says, "I will go with you. Wherever you go, I will not leave you. I will go ahead of you. I will win against all the enemies." So isn't that good news for all of us who are starting a new role? But it's also true for all who are experienced leaders. God is presenting Himself as the Lord. This is not just a formal term, but it means that He is really in control of every situation. When we as ILT had our first focus time in December, this is what God showed us very clearly for our vision statement. He said to us, "I am the Lord." During IC, we were taught a Chinese song saying, "Emmanuel, God is with us." And that makes the difference. It makes us strong and bold, like a small child holding the hand of the father. The child can boldly go forward, even in the presence of big boys who might frighten the child. But on the hand of the father, the child can be courageous. So therefore, let us take it serious that the Lord encourages us. And let us encourage each other as Moses and Joshua encouraged each other and the Israelites. Be strong and courageous.